58. News. Howard, July 2198, Interstellar Space. I was less than a third of the way to my destination when I received an email from Dexter. In a moment of weakness, I'd asked him to let me know any news about the Brodeurs. Dexter included a bunch of other stuff in the email as well. Maybe he wanted to distract me. Maybe he wanted it to seem like the message wasn't all about Bridget. Don't know, but I appreciated the effort. In any case, it looked like things were going well, in general. Butterworth had retired, well-deserved in my opinion. The population of the system was up around 100,000 people now. Human-crewed spaceships were becoming commonplace, and the donuts made up an increasingly minor part of the food supply chain. Dexter apparently now had some of that formerly mythical free time and was putting together some of Bill's asteroid movers. New Jerusalem was now a full-fledged democracy. Seemed some incriminating videos had gotten out and Cranston had to step down. In the resulting mess, the citizenry had decided to separate church and state once again. I laughed as I read the details. No doubt Cranston had his suspicions, but there was no way to trace anything back to Will or myself. Speaking of, I fired off an email to Will in case he had more juicy info. Things were going well. If it weren't for the others, humanity would be in a good place. And that was it for the delaying tactics. With a sigh, I went on to the part about the Brodeurs. Okay. Not terrible. They had a son. They'd named him Howard. I smiled as the message became suddenly blurry. I would have to send a short thank you note.